His hordes burnt and destroyed everything in their path. And yet, in spite of all the gold and silver and treasures the Huns looted, and in spite of all the magnificent finery worn by their leaders, Attila himself remained a plain man. He ate off wooden plates, and he lived in a simple tent. Gold and silver meant nothing to him. Power was what mattered. It is said that he never laughed. He was a fearsome sovereign who had conquered half the world, and those he didn't kill had to fight for him. His army was immense. Many of his soldiers were Germans, largely East Goths or Ostrogoths, for by this time the Visigoths had settled in Spain. From his camp in Hungary, he sent an envoy to the Emperor of the Roman Empire of the West with the following message. "My lord and your lord, Attila, bids me tell you that you will give him half of your empire and your daughter to be his wife."